U.S. Secretary of Education Arne Duncan is on the phone with us now. Secretary, thanks for calling.
Thanks for the opportunity.
You're welcome. In your confirmation hearings, you said, among other things, that the most pressing issue facing this country is preparing young folks for success in life, not just a moral imperative, but an economic necessity. How well is the U.S. Department of Education and the Obama administration meeting that goal?
Well, it's a collective goal that we all have to work on together. We've seen tens of billions of dollars go into higher education to make college more accessible and affordable. That's hugely important. We've seen unprecedented reform and breakthrough in K-12 education around the country. We want to make significant investments in early childhood education going forward. And so we have to work at all of those levels, early childhood, K-12, and higher ed. And the president's drawn a line in the sand. He said by 2020, we have to again lead the world in percent of college graduates. And so all of our efforts are towards that ultimate goal.
Let me talk to you about race to the top funding, which some would say requires a form of competition on the parts of the states. And in fact, just two states qualified for round one funding. Led to complaints by some states, not including Wisconsin, I might add, that the application requirements, notably legislative action, et cetera, is not worth the effort. What do you make of that criticism?
Applications were due this week. We have for the second round just over $3.4 billion available, and there will be many, many states who do a great job in the second round of applications. We've seen just an amazing amount of hard work around the states, around higher standards, college and career-ready standards, folks removing impediments to innovative schools, folks thinking very differently about how you reward excellence in the classroom and at the school level.
Those things you just mentioned, are those some of the recurrent themes, the new concepts and ideas that are common to many of the applications?
They are. This is really about challenging the status quo. We have a dropout rate in this country that's unacceptably high, about 27%. We have to reduce that dropout rate to zero as fast as we can. We have to significantly, obviously, improve the graduation rate. And we have to make sure a much higher percent of our high school graduates are actually college and career ready. And that's what Race to the Top is about, is really raising the bar for every child in the state.
The Race to the Top applications, of course, place an emphasis on standards and assessments, even data systems to record such things. Teachers, for instance, those represented here by the local union, that's the Milwaukee Teachers Education Association, have repeatedly asked for funding for smaller class size. How important is class size, and can Race to the Top funding cover that aspect?
Well, the Race to the Top applications come from the state, so it's really up to the states to figure out, you know, how they want to use the resources, and we're going to support the strongest plan. Class size is a piece of the equation, particularly at the lower grades, the primary grades, when you're really teaching children to read, but also the quality of the teacher in front of that class is hugely important, and how we attract great talent, how we support that great talent through great mentoring and great inductions programs. How do we encourage the hardest working, the most committed teachers and principals to go to historically underserved communities, be that inner city Milwaukee or a rural community, is something we're really asking people to be much more creative and thoughtful about. Historically, there have been very few incentives and lots of disincentives for your hardest working, your most committed teachers and principals to go to the most underserved communities, and we have to flip that on its head. I keep saying that if we're serious about closing the achievement gap, we have to get serious about closing what I call the opportunity gap. And part of that opportunity gap is getting the hardest working, the most committed adults in front of the students in the communities that historically have been underserved.
Of course, a teacher that spends, let's say, 20 years in a tough system and tough schools might really appreciate the fact that they go to a higher achieving school, don't you think?
Yes and no. You know, teaching, as you know, is mission-driven work. Teachers are the most altruistic people that I know. Everywhere I go, I say teachers are the unsung heroes in our society, and I don't think we begin to do enough to recognize, to reward, to encourage their hard work. And what you really want to get is those teachers that are making an amazing difference in students' lives and, frankly, changing their life chances because of their hard work. You want to figure out how you get those teachers and principals to those communities who need the most help.
We are visiting with the Secretary of the U.S. Department of Education, Arne Duncan. All of these things that you've mentioned, Secretary, the working cooperatively, the new ideas, they sound great. Are they really going to happen?
Well, they're happening all over the country. If you're asking, is it hard work? It is absolutely hard work. And that's part of the reason why education is a challenge in this country, because of what I frankly call adult dysfunction. And education is like in a marriage. When adults fight, children lose. And when adults fight in education, our students don't get the support and the ideas and the breakthroughs they need. So all of us have to put our egos to the side and really stretch. If we continue to behave the same way, we're going to continue to get the same type of results, which frankly aren't good enough for our children and aren't good enough for our nation's economy over the long haul. And so all of us have to be willing to look in the mirror, to be self-critical, to think about what we can do to change, to improve, and to take education to an entirely different level. As hard as we're pushing everybody else to change and move, we're trying to do that here. We're trying to move from being this big compliance-driven bureaucracy to being this engine of innovation and scaling up best practices and taking what works and shining a spotlight on it around the country. And so all of us, including the Department of Education, have to do some things very differently, and we're trying to lead by example and to be a great partner.
One last thing, a philosophical question, I guess. It sounds, if you listen to certain show hosts, et cetera, that there really is a very low ranking given to public education. Many people find fault with it. They claim it's a drain on taxpayer money, et cetera, and resources. How do you successfully swim against some of those currents of opinion?
Well, we're making a massive investment in public education. I always say that if you think education is expensive, try ignorance. And let me tell you, I would much rather do a great job of educating children at the front end than locking them up at the back end. Obviously, the loss of human potential when we fail to educate is staggering. But what we need to do is give every child in this country a chance to have a world-class education. And if we do that, our children are as smart, as capable, as committed, as talented, as intelligent as children anywhere in the world. As you know, our children aren't competing for jobs, you know, in Milwaukee or in the state or in the Midwest anymore. They're competing for jobs with children in India and China. And we have to be honest about that. Where things are working, we need to shine a spotlight and learn and build upon that. When things aren't working, we have to be willing to challenge the status quo and get dramatically better. Milwaukee Public Schools, their goal should be to be the best urban school system in the country. And, you know, with courage and leadership, there's no reason why Milwaukee couldn't do that. That's not where they're at today, quite frankly, but there's huge potential there, and everybody has to work as hard as they can, again, and with that sense of urgency, and be ambitious. Folks have to work together and commit to see that kind of a great school system be created. I've always said you can't be a world-class city without a world-class public education system. These two things go hand in hand.
Secretary of the Department of Education, Arne Duncan, thanks for joining us.